Perhaps Wisconsin should be the land of lakes, and I know that there is some debate between Minnesota and Wisconsin about who has more, and I guess it depends on how you define a lake. But every boater knows, no matter where they are, how important a marina is to their waterways. What you may not know is how important a marina is to all of us and our quality of water. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today on The Larry Mueller Show, and our next guest is the harbor master of the Port Washington Marina. It is the first certified clean marina in Wisconsin, although now there are more than two dozen of them and almost as many on the way. If you have questions about the Clean Marina program or you have stories to share about your own marina, you are welcome to the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. Also welcome your emails to talk@wpr.org. As mentioned, Dennis Cherney joins us now. He's the harbor master of the Port Washington Marina. And Dennis, welcome to the Larry Mueller Show. I want to begin by painting us a picture. If we have not been to the Port Washington Marina before, when we go, what do we see? What's it look like?
Well, we're right downtown in the city of Port Washington. When you leave your boat, you take about six steps and you're within some restaurant, a tavern, shopping, bike path. One of our advantages of being this close to the city is makes us popular.
Yeah, I would imagine. Do you have a count of how many boats go through your marina every year?
Well, we have 280 slips that are permanent residents, and then we have, I don't know, maybe 500 that travel here to visit for a week or 2 weeks, day, have lunch. Some come in to have lunch and then leave.
Sure, sure. What kind of fish do you find around your marina, Dennis?
Coho, which are pretty popular right now when they start biting.
Did you say coho?
And we have coho salmon.
Yep.
And then lake trout are available at some points. And brown trout, rainbow trout. And there's perch fishing, but that's died off quite a bit since the alewives came into this area.
How long you been harbor master now at Port Washington?
Well, it's interesting. I was retired, and I was on the harbor commission for many years, and the harbor master retired one June, and I said, I'll take the job for one summer, and then we'll let it go. And here I am here now, 28 years later.
So you got to love it or you wouldn't do it. But what does the day in the life of a harbor master look like, Dennis?
Well, the thing is, of course, we have a lot of nice high school and college personnel that help us out in the summer. And it's supervising those kids and making everybody comfortable and making sure everything is operating correctly and answering questions, keeping people happy and trying to meet all their needs.
Yeah, and that could sound like a lot of work, but obviously it's a labor of love for you. Where does it come from? How does one become a harbor master?
Well, there are classes you can take now that become a certified marine operator. I did not do one of those things, but I've been a boater for most of my life.
Sure.
And was on the Harbor Commission and knew what the operation was. And my knowledge of mechanics helps. And
it's
kind of like boating.
Yeah, it sounds like a little bit of everything, but a little bit of everything on the water and near the shore.
Yes.
So, Dennis Cherney, the Port Washington Marina was the first certified clean marina in the state of Wisconsin. What does that mean?
Well, let me go back a little bit. In 2009, a number of us managers from the marinas up and down the western shores of Lake Michigan. I can tell you that's from McKinley in Milwaukee and Washburn, way up north near Lake Superior, Racine, and places like Lake Geneva's Abbey Marine, Bayfield, Marinette, Sturgeon Bay, Sheboygan, Manitowoc, Racine, Port Washington, Washburn, which is way up north. And then we were supplied with help from the DNR, Coast Guard, and funding from the Lake Michigan Fund, Wisconsin Coastal Management Program, Wisconsin Sea Grant, and Wisconsin Marine Association. We all met for about a year and developed a program that would, main goal was, of course, to create a safe and healthier place for work and recreation and enhance the image of boaters and our community and prevent pollution and species invasions in the water. And what a clean marina really means is to make the waterways clean and safer for boaters to enjoy. And we had volunteered to clean up fuel spills, proper storage, disposal of chemicals and hazards, waste recycling, reduction of stormwater pollution, and then vessel maintenance, and we give boater education. These are all volunteer things that people would commit to become a clean marina.
Boy, that sounds a lot. That sounds above and beyond how you originally described being a harbor master. It also seems to be that it becomes, to some degree, environmental control and making sure that people are treating the waterways right, which may not always be. I would think it would be hard to do with over 280 slips and 500 boats coming your way through the summer months, Dennis.
Well, what I've felt over the years since we became a clean marina, which has been a few years, that once we're cleaned up and things are organized like that, people are respectful of it, and they're proud of the fact that they are part of a clean marina program. And they take care of it. They take care of themselves, their boats, and the marina. So it's a two-way street.
I really appreciate that once you start to clean it up, that not only is the harbor master the steward, but each and every boater and each and every person that loves that shoreline becomes part of the steward themselves.
Yes, it does.
So now there are, more than two dozen certified clean marinas in Wisconsin. What was it that you thought that in these programs and the groups that have put these programs together, Dennis, that you started that you now see continuing? Why are marinas across the state now looking for this certification, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, it attracts people to come to a clean marina.
It's good for business.
Not only is it clean environmentally, but it's clean in appearance.
Yeah,
people take care of everything. They clean up and they don't throw things around and leave their dock messy and dirty. And we enforce those rules as part of being that clean marina. And I see the people really enjoying that and appreciating it.
But it's more than the people, as you mentioned. It's also the native species. It's the fish population, which to some degree, as you mentioned, the perch may have struggled in the past with pollution. It is keeping the invasive species at bay, which among the Great Lakes has become an increasing concern. So it's a lot more than just the people, Dennis, here. It is the entire ecosystem.
I agree with you. It is. It's a big deal, what it is.
Yeah, the way you describe it, it certainly is. And there are, I believe, by my last count, according to the website, 18 marinas that are now in the process of receiving their clean marina certification. Tell me about what that process looks like and how long that can take for some of these marinas, Dennis.
Well, once they've contacted the coordinator for the Clean Marina Program, they sign a pledge, which gives them the commitment that I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And they perform a marina self-evaluation using a clean marina handbook, which tells them what they should be looking for. Then we schedule an initial visit from the clean marina coordinator and check their best practices recommendations, make sure that they're doing these things that they've committed to and have the necessary things in their marina. And it probably takes, it's up to the marina how soon they can, you know, correct the things that are not proper in their marina. So it could take, a couple months, or it might take a whole season.
Sure. And let me throw this out for the questions and folks who want to ask you, Dennis, more about the Clean Marina program in the state of Wisconsin and the Port Washington Marina specifically. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send us an email quick, talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. And Dennis, since you were here from the outset, then since you were part of the team that helped develop the certification for this Clean Marina program, what do you see as some of the biggest impediments to getting certified?
Well, keeping pollution out of the lake is one of the big things. Parking lots are one of the biggest contributors to runoff from you know, cars park, trailers park, they drip oil, they drip gasoline, they drip dirt, whatever's on that vehicle. And in a heavy rainstorm, that water ends up in the lake.
Sure.
So one of the biggest things, I think, is trying to control that kind of runoff. And we use rain barrels to stop some of that. And once you want to redo your parking lots, there are regulations you can follow to help reduce that runoff by having green space, areas of a lot of flowers, and swirls of shrubs and so forth. And these things are all recommended in our the program book, which is given to each marina that intends to become a clean marina. And it's not to be confused with green, as you know, we talk about you know, global warming and so forth. Mm-hmm. That's not what it's about. It's about clean, keeping the waters free from invasive species and dirty water and gasoline that drips from when you fuel up a boat. We have procedures that you put on the end of the nozzle that fills the boat, so it absorbs any of those spitbacks that come when you fill a tank. We provide pads that they can use in their boat for dripping of oil that comes off the engine, absorbent oil pads. We do a lot of those things that are in the book, recommended practices.
Yeah, I would not have thought of parking lots, but when you think it through and the rainwater and the runoff, of course, that would be a major cause of what could be pollution right at the shoreline. But Ellen emailed us and wants to know what clean marinas do to control and prevent the spread of invasive species.
Well, when a boat leaves the lake, they in some marinas, it's recommended that they have a boat wash system where they will wash off these hanging on invasive species that are not transferred to another lake if they go fishing to, say, some inland lake in Oshkosh or some other up north lake. And we recommend that they wash that boat and clean it before they go to another lake. That's part of it.
What are the invasive species that, to you, Dennis, are causing the greatest problems?
Well, what happens, they transfer it to another lake, and then that, you know, that grows and multiplies in that, which is a smaller lake usually, mm-hmm. Certainly smaller than Lake Michigan. And it's a problem that all lakes are aware of.
Absolutely, and every boater should be as well. I noticed on your website here for the Port Washington Marina that part of your goals for 2026 is to continue to work with tourism to bring in cruise ships to run tours out of the marina. How do clean marinas and cruise ships coordinate to keep the water and the shoreline clean?
Well, they should follow the best practices that we recommend for all boats. Mm-hmm. And we're fortunate enough to have a deep harbor and at least over 1,000 feet of boat docket space. So we encourage cruise ships to stop and come here. We've had some tall ships come here for festivals, and they take rides out for the public. And usually they're tall ships, those big sailing vessels. We did have a boat come out of Milwaukee for a while and work here to give rides during some of the festivals. And it was successful. And we we're still encouraging more of it, but it's difficult to do.
When we're talking about the Clean Marina certification, Dennis, how would you assess its impact on our state's water systems and its quality?
Well, most of these marinas that we have are along Lake Michigan,
yep.
And I think it's contributed a great factor. And some are on. We have one up even on the Mississippi River, and we've covered most of the western shores of Lake Michigan.
Wow!
So I think there's a significant impact on the prevention of pollution.
Do harbor masters ever get together? What's it like when you guys hang out and talk, and what's the difference in discussion when it comes to those who have the clean water certification and those who do not?
Well, we have annual meetings twice, or annual. We have two meetings a year. One is they're sort of like training sessions, and then we have sessions of discussing things that are different in each marina. What do you do in this case, and what are we doing? And we share ideas, and if we're not doing what's recommended, we improve by adding it to our new procedures.
And for the harbor masters that aren't certified yet, do they talk about certification? Do they explain what's keeping them from certification?
I think it's just a matter of learning about what it's all about and not be afraid of it. It's nothing that is impossible to do. Some of it are regulations that are by the law, and the other ones are just good marina safe practices. So it's a matter of being educated in it, I think.
Could cost be an issue?
Cost should not be an issue. Some of these things should be done in your marina anyway. you need to provide, you know, a place for people to clean their fish. You need to have a pump out system for the holding system. They have holding tanks on their boats, and we have a pump out system where we pump out their boat right at their slip. It's a vacuum system that a boat doesn't have to move to a central location. We can pump it out right at his boat. And that makes things a lot easier, and a lot more often is taken care of.
So there is a harbor master out there somewhere in Wisconsin that's hearing you today, Dennis Cherney, talk about the certification for the Clean Marina Program. And they'd be wondering what's the next steps that they can take, can they do, and what resources might be available for them.
They can contact our coordinator. I can give them that number. That's area code 920-465-5031. And that person will contact them. And from then on, it's a matter of signing a pledge and listening and learning what is necessary to be certified.
920-465-5031. I also want to ask you if there are ways that this Clean Marina Program can evolve here. Are there ways that you can go further with this certification and make the water quality better, keep the invasive species at bay easier, prevent spills with better techniques or science?
Well, we recommend signage. On our dumpsters, we have all the things that should not go into a dumpster. For oil and gasoline, that's been dirty rags, mm-hmm. et cetera, filters. We take them to our city work department, and they have a place for us to get rid of all those things. But if you're following everything that's in the Clean Marina Program, you would be sufficing all that's necessary to keep the Great Lakes clean.
So this Clean Marina Program is doing exactly what it set out to do. It's clean, but it's not just keeping that marina clean. It's keeping the waters beyond it clean, the shoreline, the inland, and even to some degree, the people that take advantage of it.
Yes, and the feeling is not only my feeling, but the feeling of those that are in the Clean Marina and belong to the Wisconsin Clean Marina Association, that they're proud to be in it, and that feeling goes out to the boaters, and it's a big family. We're all doing the same thing.
That's great, and I really appreciate it because it's contagious, isn't it? Like, if you find beer cans in the water, you're more likely to drop your beer can in the water. But if you find a pristine waterway when you pull your boat in, you are more likely to do whatever it takes to keep it that way because that's exactly where you'd want to dock your boat.
It's true. 30, 40 years ago, you'd see beer cans floating.
Yeah.
But you don't see that anymore on the waters.
Hey, Dennis.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for this perspective and the idea that, you know, whatever you create as a harbor master, you know, it will spread among the folks who enjoy the marina. And the Clean Marina program certainly sounds like steps in the right direction for our fish, for our water, and for our boat lovers as well.
It does, and thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to catching up with you down the road. Dennis Cherney's the harbor master of the Port Washington Marina, the first certified clean marina in the state of Wisconsin. But now there are more than two dozen and almost as many on the way. When we continue, a mycologist joins us to take a look at the mushrooms we have popping up in our garden and what that means for the quality of our soil. If you've got questions for our mycologist or you just love fungi, join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Larry Miller Show.